Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Touchdown!
Everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and today I am joined by
Coach Rowell,
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how was y'all summer?
Short. Felt way too short. Felt like we should have waited a little bit longer to come back.
Yeah.
The August 1st transition was difficult.
Yeah, it was too short.
I don't like that we went back on the 1st.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the dates, the 1st.
We were one of the first schools back in school, I feel like.
It seemed like we just got out for summer.
Yeah.
We went back like 2 weeks before everybody else.
Yeah. We were in way earlier.
Jazz, how do you like your new school?
I like it so far. It's a nice environment and all that. People are nice.
Do you like your classes?
Yeah, I like my classes. I got easy classes this semester.
Oh, that's good. Coco, what about your classes?
Easy right now, but I mean, could get harder, but right now, easy. What about yours?
Yeah, I got I feel like I got all my easy classes this semester and all my hard classes next semester, which it should have been the other way around so I can get them out of the way and just relax second semester.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our favorite segment, Red Fox Weekend Review.
Firstly, on Friday night, Hearts will travel to take on Conway. Carmelo McDaniel led the offensive charge with 223 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. On the defensive side of the ball, Demarion Coe and J.D. Allen led the team in tackles with 10 each. J.D. had 8 solo tackles with 2 assisted tackles. Demarion had 9 solo tackles with 1 assisted tackle. J.D. also had a fumble recovery, which makes him our defensive player of the game. Carmelo is our offensive player of the game. And this Friday, the Foxes take on Darlington at home.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
We are welcoming the head football coach, Coach Calabrese.
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Doing good.
We got a few icebreaker questions for you. Would you rather NFL or college football?
College football every day.
TV shows or movies?
Movies. Definitely like movies, but TV shows.
Rap or country?
Well, I used to like rap when I was younger. Then I got married, and all my wife listens to is country, so now I have to say country.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix, all the way.
Apple or Android?
Apple, for sure. I don't know how to work anything else.
Car or airplane?
Car or airplane? Well, it depends where I'm going, but if I'm going a long place, I'll take an airplane. I'm not scared.
City or countryside?
Country, all day.
Well, we got a little bit of season questions for region season
questions. I don't know nothing about that.
Were there any eye-opening key points in the game?
I thought we played really well. I think for your first game, you never know how you're going to play. I mean, obviously, we prepared, the kids prepared, but I thought we played really well. I was proud of our guys. We had a few penalties, but other than that, I thought we played pretty clean.
What is something you want to improve from this game
going
to the next
game? Absolutely everything. Does that count? you have an expectation for the first game, and now you have to get better. You know, and I think the important thing is making sure the players understand that that's a starting point, not an ending point. And as long as we understand that and have a great practice moving forward, we'll get a little better. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I don't have a great practice, but how do you feel?
Not good. I'm not a very good bad practice kind of guy, you know, because I think that We have a saying, get better every day. And if we're not getting better, we're falling behind. Obviously, you know, you watch the film, you evaluate, you try to motivate the guys. I think a lot of times when you're practicing, it's hard to be motivated when you don't play one game a week. So, you know, just try to look at different ways to motivate them and make sure they're fired up and ready to go.
Seeing how the first region game went, how did it make you feel?
Well, it wasn't our first region game. It was a non-conference game. So I think that's the important thing, number one. We've got a little bit more time before region play starts. But again, anytime you can start the season off with a win, I think it's good, it's positive, it shows that their hard work is paying off, and you know, hopefully it follows through.
Is Conway 5A? I heard many different things.
Conway is 5A. Hartsville-Conway have actually played for the better part of about 30 years. We hadn't played the last couple of years because of COVID, but we've been playing them, like I said, about 30 years. It's kind of an old school rivalry there.
And what's going on with Conway coming up this week?
Oh, no, they have plenty of people on their team. Their school numbers, you know, school enrollment is determined whether you're 5A, 4A, 3A. And Darlington's numbers in their high school have just dipped a little bit to where they're 3A. You know, we used to be a large 4A. Now our school numbers are such that we're kind of a smaller 4A. And eventually we may be back in a conference with Darlington. That happens every 2 years. So the reason why we're not conference opponents is because of the number of students in their school. So we were able to still play them. Obviously, they're inter-district kind of rivalry game. So that's why we're playing this early. I mean, you know, everybody's got a different job. And, you know, I think that, you know, our team, you know, we wear links and we believe in the team's only as strong as the weakest link. And that goes from how do you act on campus, how do you practice. And I think because that's our philosophy is, you know, Melo's job is to run the ball on Friday night. And he's got to be good. And so is Jay Sean. That's his job. But Evan Young's job is to block for him. Derek Brown's job is to block for him. And I think as long as they take their individual jobs and just try to be the absolute best that they can be, and that's the expectation. So, you know, obviously, Carmelo's fast, so you have a high expectation of what he can do. And Jay Sean Anderson as well, who just committed to Georgia Southern. We're excited about that. But it's the Evan Youngs and the guys that do the dirty work that you don't talk about. And I think we just have to make sure that we're motivated in each time out. They become better players and obviously better men each time out. And that's what you're after.
So the best, you become your best self and the team becomes its best.
You can't gauge yourself against anybody else. I mean, you know, what's the best version of yourself? And that's what we're trying to pull out is, you know, even in the media world that y'all are into, everybody has their strengths. You know, be the best version of yourself, be you. And that's the goal. You know, get in trouble when you compare yourself to somebody else. You know, God made you special. You're one of one, right? So be the best one of one that you can possibly be. And, you know, that's all we're trying to do is make sure each individual athlete, each individual young man becomes the best version of himself. And that's what I think they can control. And that's what we can motivate them to.
You said something about motivation earlier. How do you motivate people?
Everybody's different. I think the number one thing as a coach, you have to know your players. And so we spend a lot of time together, probably too much time sometimes. But every athlete, every person is different. And I think you have to figure out what motivates each individual. You know, obviously you have the team that you have to motivate, but then each individual has different buttons, you know, that what motivates them. And so I think the real key is getting to know your athletes so that you can motivate them. I think the biggest mistake we can make as teachers or coaches or anybody else is that we don't know who we're dealing with. And I think that that's our job. So once you get to know people, it's kind of easy to figure out what triggers them and try to get them excited. And that's all we're trying to do. Awesome. Hey, anytime. Thank y'all. Keep up the good work. Proud of y'all.
Are there any shout-outs?
I'll shout out Braden Crawley and Shane Albert. They helped me write the articles and helped me get everything done. The podcast members, of course, shout them out. And Jameer, he but to make sure everything runs smoothly, and Coach E, of course, for putting everything up.
I would like to shout out family and friends and Coach E.
I'd like to shout out the podcast members and Coach E. Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hearts and Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, with
a growl.
You guys are
and we're out. Boom.